Right?
Right,
This is what one looks like. This is where you peel it off.
okay.
This is so weird.
You're the one
Things
that
are
wanted
just
to
being
teach
put
me
like
this,
this.
right? Okay,
Right?
that's where the blue
That
liquid
sticks.
goes from the adverts,
This
isn't it?
bit. This bit sticks to the underwear. This bit under here. Right? Are the
All right.
wings.
Ah,
They peel that off.
yeah.
Oh, it makes it look like a right good Christmas present or something, doesn't
I
it?
told you it looks like a nappy.
Yeah, it does a bit, and then they wrap around the underwear as well. It makes it a bit more secure. That's why wings are better, because it makes it more
Ah,
secure
there you
than if you
go.
just did it like that. Okay? Do you
Okay.
understand now, Rob? And this is a sanitary towel.
Right.
Okay?
So like,
Tampons and Tampax are the same thing.
got you. Periods
Anyway,
give you wings.
that's one wasted. I'm glad I've just wasted that. You know what tax we pay on him, but there we go. It's
There you
worth
go.
it if I've educated you. All
You know.
right.
Now I know all about them. Cheers. Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 25th and the 28th of August 2025. It's nearly September. This is when the big stuff kicks off, and it looks like next week is going to be the start of cataclysmic events. Very, very exciting. And let me tell you, next week could be big for a number of reasons. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. That was cryptic. How are
It was
you?
cryptic. It was indeed. Well, how am I? Let me tell you, I've had a week. I've had a
Oh,
week. It's been
you've
a
not told
mo
me about this week.
No, I haven't. It's been
Go on
something that
then.
I've had to deal with, and it's been really
Oh.
difficult and really, really sad. So, on my I had I think you'll remember this time last week, I've had a shave since the last time we spoke, right? You know why I've had a shave since the last time we spoke? This is really difficult for me to say out loud. I discovered a grey hair. My
Oh, Matt, I
my
knew you were
first
going to say
ever,
that.
my
I knew you
first
were going to
ever
say
one.
that.
I need to deal with the fact that I'm not a twink anymore.
Wow.
Yeah,
Well,
it's
yeah, Rob. Do
really,
you know what? All
really
right,
difficult.
fair. I'll be sad for you.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
I'm
Oh,
really
you
sorry
look
you've
it.
discovered your first
You
grey
look
hair.
devastated for me. Your first one, though. Do you remember discovering your first one?
Yeah, we're at uni, Rob. We're
Were
19.
you?
You knew me. Yes, I was 19. All right.
Hey,
All right.
I suppose 37 isn't bad in comparison, is it? But
I'm not even going to show people the top of my scalp, right?
okay.
This is why I don't have sympathy. In fact, do you know what? So I go into a cafe. Sorry to steal your thunder on this
Yeah, it's
grey
all right.
hair
I can just
story,
all
but
right there, Thor. You take your thunder away.
I
That's
can
absolutely
top you
fine.
one, right?
Oh, of course you
See
can.
if you agree with my reaction to this. I don't know if you're going to tell me I'm so harsh. I go into a coffee shop when I'm at work, right? It's my local great coffee. Made friends with a guy behind the counter, and I go in one day and he goes, "Oh, I'm loving your hair at the minute." And I was like, "Oh, thank you. Like, greys are just really coming through, aren't they?"
I had a similar experience at work. Someone at work like literally turned around and went, "Oh, look at your beard. Oh, look at you look like Santa at the minute, aren't you?" I literally nearly had a nervous breakdown there and then.
Yeah.
And so promptly went home and showed everything off my face. You will never see me with a beard again, let me tell you.
Well, I think you suit a beard, Rob. I won't let
Well,
that get you
tough. It's
down, to be
gone.
fair.
It's gone. I'm not doing it. I'm
Oh no,
not
it's
doing
grey,
it.
that's it.
No, I refuse. I'm not doing it. There's nothing on my head. I'm fine with that. So, no grey hair is ever going to be
Well,
visible on me until I'm at least 70.
I kind of wasn't very kind to the guy
Were you
speaking to me.
rude?
Because he used to get so taken aback. Rude. I just went to him, you know you're not supposed to say that to people. And he was like, "What? But I like it." And I'm like, "Well,
It's
I
being
don't. It's not a
complimentary.
choice.
It's being
It's not a choice."
complimentary. Well, it is a
Yeah.
choice, Ree. You could have, you know, if you were aware of it, then you could have done something about it. Technically,
What,
it is a
diet? I don't
choice,
want to
like
dye
I
it. I ain't
did.
got time for dyeing it. I ain't
Yeah,
got time for dyeing my hair. Come
you didn't
on.
have time. You don't have time now. You certainly had time then, when we were at uni
What do
together.
you mean? No,
Oh,
it
what?
weren't
This is
then.
a,
This is
oh, okay.
recent. Yeah,
Oh,
no.
oh,
This is
oh.
recent.
So he what?
Yeah.
He thought that you were deliberately going for some sort of Cruella de Vil look then.
Yeah, like just
Wow.
thought, I don't know. I don't know. I just wouldn't think of that as being a thing to compliment people on. But do you know what? Maybe I should
Yeah,
be embracing it.
you
Because
should be.
apparently it is cool, which is what my brother then told me when I told him this anecdote. Like, well, actually, it's because it's cool now. I'm like, all right, well,
Right, well,
take your word for it.
I
That's
ain't
because he's
bothered.
half grey.
I ain't bothered about that's true. I ain't bothered about it being cool. Is that fine? I'll just not be cool. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, I'm all right not being cool as well.
I'm
Anyway.
embracing nothing. Let me tell you that for free.
Oh,
Right, ladies and
dear.
gents, busy old week on EastEnders this week. We've actually got six storylines to discuss in the run-up to what appears to be a pretty busy week next week. That's very, very exciting. Stuff is kicking off. So we better get on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week. We'll start off with, I think, the smaller stories because the bigger ones sort of lead in nicely to one another. It's as though they
Yeah.
tried to make the podcast easy for us this week, I thought. Very
Yes.
considerate of them.
Yeah, somewhat chronological this week.
Absolutely. We'll start off with Phil, Julie, and Nigel. So, the big question from this, what the hell is Julie up to, may I ask you, lady?
Right.
Go on.
Theory. Chucking it
Theory.
out there.
Yes.
I think that when Julie was looking for Nigel when he was missing, I think that she's actually met somebody else that we've not been aware of. And
Yes.
she's got like a secret boyfriend,
Ooh,
maybe.
maybe.
And that's why she's getting sketchy about the phone call. I don't know what else it could really be that she's not wanting to hear. I don't believe that it were her organising the car coming down. And then she had another phone call after the car had arrived, didn't she?
So yeah, there's definitely something going on. Something that she doesn't want anyone else knowing about. Somebody else is on the other end of that phone that she doesn't want anyone else knowing about. I think you're right. I think she's got some other secret relationship going. I mean, because it was quite a while, wasn't it, since Nigel walked out and then she found him again.
I'm
But
sure she
then
said it like 2 years or
it was
something.
something. It was at least a year, wasn't it? And you kind of think, but then if she has got another sort of guy on the go, does he know about Nigel? Does he know where she is right now?
Yeah, this is what I was trying to think. Would she have told him? You would think so because she was sharing like Nigel's missing purse a lot, like on social media,
Yeah,
which is how Jay found her.
so he must know.
Maybe he's okay with it. If
Open
he's no, if
relationship.
he's knows the situation, is it an open relationship? But if this is
Polyamory.
the case, maybe it's just understanding of the
Situation.
situation. Yeah,
Yeah, because it's
because
not like
a bit like Reese, Sonia, and Debbie, isn't it? In a way.
I suppose in a weird. Oh, so you reckon this guy's going to turn up and approach Nigel with a pillow or something like that?
Oh, you never know. No, can't
Never
do
know.
that again. Come on.
No, I think not. Not to poor old Nigel. So something's going on there. She's keeping a secret, and I suspect that Phil will probably find out what it is next week or the week after, whenever we see this story again.
He doesn't seem to have spotted any of the little signs, so it seems to be Nigel who's spotting all the clues at the minute. It's him who's more sus, so maybe it will be Phil, but Nigel will like put the doubt in his ear or something.
Which is an interesting place to put Nigel because I think because Nigel's constantly full of self-doubt about himself anyway, isn't he? So
Yeah. Oh, I so she don't gaslight him or anything.
I don't know. I feel like, but then, she's come back and she's properly tried to take over Nigel's life, which, we've said, okay, not the best way of dealing with it, but we understand why she's doing it. But then if she's got another relationship on the go, would she be that sort of dedicated to doing that, is my question.
Well, I think that she'd feel more guilty, and that could explain why she's been so over the top, if anything. Because out of guilt, maybe, if that is what these phone calls are, but I don't see what else it could really
She's
be, do
married to
you?
Max. She's married to Max, I'm telling you
Oh, God. No
now. Imagine.
way.
I mean,
No
obviously,
way.
no, I don't imagine Julie is in any way Max's type or vice versa, to be
No. Oh,
fair,
vice versa.
at
Yeah,
all. At
definitely.
all. But something odd's going on. But the arrival of the Morris Minor in the square, which apparently was
Yes.
Nigel's old car. I mean, that was nice. Phil and Nigel went for a little drive about in that and spoke about, cars and
Cars.
women and all that kind of thing. I quite enjoyed Nigel wearing his dressing gown but still having a jaunty tie underneath it. That was cute. Quite
Yeah,
enjoyed
that's
that.
cute. It's very
I'm
Nigel,
obsessed
that,
with
isn't
Nigel's
it?
jaunty tie collection. I absolutely love it. He's got about 28 of them, and I adore every single one of them.
Oh, would it? Hey, if he does have 28, he could wear one each day a month, couldn't
You
he?
could
That'd be nice.
in February. You could do that.
In
Yes,
February, yeah, right.
and only February.
Only
Yes.
February.
So we shall see what's going on there. The other small storyline slightly was Johnny and Callum. Johnny's back this week, all kitted and booted out in a new suit, and
With
Callum
earring, was the earring
obviously
there before?
melts. I wondered about the earring. I think he did have an earring, but I think it might be a new earring.
Oh, okay, so it's a hoop. It maybe was
Yes.
a stud and now he's gone for a
Well, I
hoop.
think he did have a hoop before, but I think it might be a bigger hoop. I think he's branched out and bigger
Oh,
hoop.
okay,
It's like a hula hoop the next time we see him. We're like Whitney earrings the next time we see him.
One big one.
Yes, so he is back. He sort of left Linda to kind of do her cruise on her own because apparently
Yeah.
some sort of work commitment. And he has a date with a guy, what's his name? Diego or something
Dion.
like that.
Dion.
Dion, that he's something beginning with D. I knew that much.
Or
That
Dion,
he
yeah.
he's met in Mexico. And
Yes.
Callum, obviously, is enraged with jealousy. And
Okay.
he's in the Albert with Billy and Lexi. And this date is going on opposite. One of the favourite moments of the week was Elaine and the fan. I absolutely love that moment. Brilliant.
Yes.
She's
I like
iconic.
that they mentioned a bit that Johnny were like, "Are you working here?" Like, yeah, of course. Give
I
the
think it,
public what they want, you
I,
know.
which we do,
Drinks are on
which
the
we absolutely
house.
drinks on the
That's what they
house. Yeah,
want.
we absolutely do want that, and we've said for and. I did love Elaine behind the bar of the Vic. I absolutely did, but I'm so happy with where she is now. I
Yeah.
think this suits her so much better. I love
Agreed.
her. She's brilliant
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And she's all behind this date, and the date seems to be going well, but Callum's kind of watching all jealous. Lexi, meanwhile, has her own little drama when she has her first period in the
A
toilets,
first
doesn't she?
Laura. You
Period.
can't say the word, you know.
Period. It's embarrassing. It's better. It's traumatic for a small girl to have her first period, isn't it?
It's not embarrassing.
Well, it is
It's
natural, but it's embarrassing for Lexi, isn't it?
natural. Yeah. I mean, circumstance. I mean, it's not the ideal situation that it
No.
happens to be when you're not with any of your like female family members, to be
Exactly.
fair.
Well, yeah, she does sort of
Yeah.
like miss the fact that her mum wasn't there for it. Johnny
Yeah,
seems to know what to
definitely.
do though, mind. He kind of like overhears what's going on and then recommends exactly the right sort of Tampax thing. There's so many of them. There are so many of them. Wings,
Was sanitary pads that he recommended,
Is
Rob.
it?
They're
I
not
see.
tampons. They're different to
Tampons are the
tampons.
ones. We're going here. Tampons are the ones that you,
Yes.
yes, insert. Yeah, I know that. And then
Yes, correct.
Tampaxes
No,
kind of go over
Tampax
it
is
like
the
a
brand
plaster.
name of a Tampax is the brand name of a tampon. They're the same thing.
I thought Tampax was the one that went over like a plaster.
Like a plat. Oh no, you're a man. Oh my God, you don't understand how it
Of course, I
works. No, it goes
don't.
on the underwear. It doesn't stick on you. I heard that men think, some men think this. Sorry for anyone who can't see right now. Rob has gone
Oh,
bright red.
I'm really
He's
sorry.
gone flushed.
Why would I know? If
This is
anybody.
genius. Live on air, Rob.
Oh, I've got it all hot.
Anyway, so what he
Yes.
recommends
Carry on. I need to just fill with
is
this. I
that
need to
she gets.
recover.
Sorry, I
Right,
can't
yes.
stop either. She gets
Oh.
the pads, the sanitary towels, pads, whatever you would like to call them. You've had a right biology lesson already, haven't you, Rob?
I've
Hey,
never
we're not even
understood
that
any of
far
this.
in.
I've never understood
So,
any of this.
Johnny did have some good knowledge. I'll give him that. I did
Right.
think some of it was very stereotypical, like, I'm a man, and this is what I've learned about periods, and this
Well, a
is what
man
you
did
look
write
like
that
if you're
episode,
a
I
bit
would
like that.
say.
Yeah, I wasn't remotely surprised by that, given that part, honestly.
Rob Gittins, I think, wrote that episode. So, yeah, maybe he kind of just
I mean,
turned
fair
around.
play,
Maybe he
fair
just typed
play.
it into Google and just sort of got the
Yeah.
basic information he needed and then put it in the script and nobody corrected it.
I mean, no, it was fairly accurate, but it was a very like male response, I would say. I don't know,
Yes.
maybe, I don't know. Something felt a
Yes.
little unnatural about this is what you do
Well,
this, and this.
he was sat there going on about ice cream, which I was like, right, yeah, that's I yeah, because that's yeah, I get that. But then so hot water bottles, I thought that was when you were in labour.
Oh, Robert. Robert, Robert,
Do
Robert. So
you have
much
a
to learn. Yeah,
hot
you
water
use a
bottle
hot water
every
bottle.
time?
I mean, not in summer, come on. You don't want to be
No.
like boiling hot because
Yeah.
no, it does. It basically it helps with inflammation and helps
Oh.
like I'm pressing on my stomach here. Not that anybody can see. But putting it on there, it does help soothe the area and the pain.
Right,
A
right.
bit like you get like a heat pad, if you've hurt your knee or something, maybe, or your back, you get heat pads for your back. It's a
Yes, I know about
similar
them.
thing, really, yeah. And
Yes.
women might need them for the back as well, Rob. It can affect all different areas of your body.
Yeah.
There are lots of things
Wow.
at play at that time of the month, Rob, just to let you know. But
I
no, you
just.
don't stick them to you. They stick on
Thank
the
you.
underwear. Just to
That makes.
clarify to anyone
Thank
else who might
you.
want to know that.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. That now I know. That's all I would say. Now I know.
But anyway, well, to be fair, in all seriousness and in all fairness, Billy and Callum wouldn't probably know things like
Useless.
that.
Absolutely useless.
You would think that Lexi might have, not Lexi, sorry, Lola might have gone over little bits before that, but I'm not sure. I feel like
Well, I
Kathy
don't know where
would
Johnny
be the
got this
only
information
person.
from.
He said Nancy. He said
Oh,
he used to
right. Oh,
like
yeah, of
helping
course he did.
Nancy, and she used to struggle at that time of the month. But
Fair
which you
enough.
can believe, you might help your sister, and yeah, fair enough. And I actually do respect him saying go and get chocolate, because that is one piece of advice I would give out as well. Just go and get them. Whoever
Chocolate,
it is
ice
who's
cream, and a hot water
struggling at that
bottle.
time of the month, go and get them chocolate. I'd just say chocolate,
And wings.
personally, anyway.
What you need.
Anyway, sorry,
Here we are then.
let's move on.
I've
But
got a
obviously,
lot.
this enamors, is that the word? You know, Callum's like, oh, wow, he's just amazing. Oh, Johnny's definitely the one. Look, he knows how to handle Lexi. Bit of a strange dynamic, really, because in my head, Callum's thinking he'd make a great stepdad, even though Callum's already a stepdad, if you know what I
Callum's
mean.
scenes, yeah, I think it did help. It did help a lot. But Johnny says to him, well, the date with Dion didn't go that well, but do you know what? Me and you should probably cut it there. I think we're
Yeah.
probably done. It's not good for either of us. You know what I mean? And Phil's going to beat me up if he sees me and you together again. So let's just cut it there. And Callum looks pretty gutted about that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we know Ben is back soon. Where are you with? I mean, I know the. I mean, ultimately, we're sort of. You know, you're sort of like, I don't care either way. But in terms of who Callum should be with at this point, what do you reckon?
I mean, honestly, it makes way more sense for him to be with Johnny, doesn't
We've
it?
said this. Sorry, Ballon fans,
Callum's a
but it does.
copper. Johnny's a lawyer, so you know he's not, he won't be married to someone dodgy anymore. I mean, okay, some of Johnny's things might be somewhat ethical, but you know, unethical, like you know, the whole Keanu thing, but whatever, you
Well,
know.
yeah, there is that, yeah.
But yeah, it makes more sense. But I don't understand how they're bringing Ben back. Maybe if I understand how, in what capacity Ben's going to come back, I might go, well, actually, it makes more sense. But for me, Callum's already cheated on Ben now.
May as well
So is
go.
that not like done? Would it
I
wouldn't
mean,
surely it would be done if Ben knew,
if Ben knew, well,
right?
presumably he is going to find out when
Yeah.
when he comes back. Apparently, by the way, Max Bowden has done an interview and said that the reason Ben is back in the UK is because he's been transferred.
Fair, okay, that makes sense. That no, that's
Which
fair.
it makes more sense. It does make more sense, but oh, I don't know. I mean, we're going to see him soon. There's been pictures released. It seems that Callum and Ben do have a reunion of sorts, but whether it ends well remains to be seen. And obviously, Johnny is going to be there in the mix as well. I've got to be honest, I do think that Callum and Johnny could make a future together, but I have a feeling that's not what I'm supposed to be thinking.
Though, because I feel like that does make sense, and then when Ben comes back, it's going to be a strange dynamic. Do you think Callum will just forget about Johnny as soon as Ben's
Probably.
back then? Do you
Probably.
reckon?
Oh, God, yeah. God, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I do. I do. I think it will be the. I think it will just be like Callum will realize just how idiotic he's been without Ben. And
Oh,
all it was
okay.
that he missed him and loved him so much. And it'll just. They'll do that sort of thing. I don't think that Callum and Johnny, they're going to throw that much dedication into. I really, really don't. Which is a shame because actually, I think they
And
work
don't
quite
love her
well
at home.
together.
Yeah,
Well, there
so
is
do
that.
I.
But I don't know. I guess we'll see. If I tell you what, if Ben Wadey's come in and decided that Ben and Callum are breaking up and he's going to put Callum and Johnny together,
Fair. No, I
brave
agree.
man, and I will
Very
be
brave.
supportive of it. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
I think if they pace Ben then, if you're saying he's going to get transferred, if they pace it, it could kind of be believable. They bring Ben back to the UK on a transfer. He saves a good couple of months, good behaviour. They could let him out on a tag, maybe. That wouldn't be that unbelievable, if I'm honest with you.
I still
That
bet he
could work.
escapes. I still bet you 50 quid he escapes when he's over here.
Bet
We
you
shall
tenner he
see.
done. Tenner. I
Tenner.
think we've already done that handshake,
Yeah.
haven't
Wait,
we?
I'm glad it's gone down to a tenner. Yeah. We'll put it down to a
Don't be
tenner.
daft.
Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. So on to Oscar now and the arrival of Anthony. Who? Anthony coming back, right? He is. I'm gonna be lying to you. He's just as I remember him.
Yeah, do you know, he even looks the same though.
Oh, he
Fair
hasn't aged
play
a
to
day, has
him.
he?
He's
He's not aged a
literally not
day.
aged. No,
No,
not one
he
little
really,
bit.
really hasn't.
But yeah, he's still a stick in the mud, isn't he? Bless him.
Yes, and a bit sanctimonious, as he always used to be, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, I thought there were some interesting points raised with Anthony this week. The fact that he's come back and actually he sees his role as being the good son. And I 100% believe that Anthony would believe that of himself as well.
Well, yeah, totally. He's what defines good in his head, I'm the successful doctor, so therefore I'm the good son.
Yeah.
regardless of what Paul was like, to be quite honest.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's obviously come back and discovered that Patrick is sort of scared and terrified of leaving the house, and that he's not really wanted to get married all that much. And so it doesn't take long for him to sort of find out what's gone on. And he's quickly at war with Howie as well, who I think, are we at the stage now where we're thinking that Howie's had a bit of a personality change at this point?
It is a bit odd, all of this. I feel like it's leading to some bigger fallout. I almost feel like Howie's going to leave
I
because
was
of
just about to say
this.
that. I feel like this is leading to a Howie exit.
Surely, because I don't know how he's going to fit back into the Truman Fox
No,
household after this
neither do
at
I. They're
all.
surely not going to forgive him for this, are they, when this all comes
No.
out?
And it's definitely going to come out.
I wonder if he's going to be on the
Right?
receiving end of that gun.
No. Oh, potentially. It's almost like he, Oscar and Lauren, though, are like now on the same side. Because they've all got something to lose, I feel. Because obviously Lauren tried to say to him, like, well, if Oscar goes down, you're going down with us. And he's like, and if I go down, you're coming down with me. So now they're
Well,
all.
Oscar's not got anything to lose by the end of the week, I would
No.
say. Like, it's all out, and he's been not forgiven, but he's been released by the police, so they're not continuing the inquiry. So I would say that he's
Do you reckon whenever Patrick and Yolande do get married, Oscar's going to be there listening to the best man speech, and then he'll go, no, I can't do this, Howie. We've got to tell them everything. Maybe something like
maybe.
that.
Or I feel like Anthony's attentions are going to go from Oscar to
Ah.
Howie, and he's going to do his own
Yeah.
investigating, because they're not getting
True.
on. They don't trust each other. Anthony punches him in the face this week, which I thought was a slight hypocrisy, considering that they were talking about Patrick being assaulted in his home, in his own home, and
Yeah.
then he literally assaulted Howie in his own home.
In his own home. Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. So true. But there you go. He did
There
it.
you
I was
go.
quite surprised at him for doing that, actually.
I wasn't. He always was a little bit hot-headed in that respect. There is
Yeah, true.
some of the Paul. A little bit similar to Paul, and he'd like to admit, I would say, in that
Okay, some
regard. In
traits are there. Yeah.
terms of temperament, I would say that there are
Okay.
similarities there, which is interesting. And a nice amount of Paul talk this week as well. I was pleased to hear, because I think we forget about Paul sometimes, and he was
Yeah.
quite a big part of Patrick's life at one point. So nice to
Such
hear
a
him
shame that they
mentioned.
killed Paul off. I used to love Paul.
I would argue we never saw Paul's body.
Is it another
I don't think we
one?
did. I mean, someone will correct me, and fair play if you do, but I've got a feeling that Paul's death was he got taken away in a van and then afterwards and was killed
Oh, I
off
think you might be
screen.
right. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think you're right, actually.
Madder
Yeah,
things have happened
that.
is what I would say. Madder things
Yeah.
have happened. So yes, because Anthony is sort of there, and he is, let's call it, sifting up things that are uncomfortable. Jack and Denise end up having a conversation, and Jack ends up telling Denise exactly what had happened, about what he discovered last week. And Denise promptly storms around to deal with Oscar, and then is dealt a few home truths herself, which I have to say, I agreed with every single one of them. You kept your gob
So
shut
did
about
I.
Chelsea and the crush. And by the way, Denise, it's not like Oscar is trying to cover up a murder, is it?
Yeah, it's not like he's killed somebody, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that were a
thought fair
nice
play.
little.
I thought fair play about that. And funnily enough, Denise soon shut her gob after that as well, didn't she?
Didn't she just?
Yeah.
They are different circumstances, but
They are, and I get it, but at the same time.
I think the fact that had Oscar not shown any remorse, she probably still would have been on a high horse. But given that she got those
Yeah.
home truths thrown at her and could see that Oscar was genuinely sorry, I think she'll all right, fair play. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Pierre Moliere is amazing. I love
He
him. He's
is.
so good at everything, at every part of it. He can do all the serious acting, but he's also got fantastic comic timing. He's brilliant at the
Yes.
comedy. That little scene in the police interrogation room where he walked in and was sort of like, I had no comment as soon as policeman walked in.
Yeah.
Apparently, that was improvised, that line.
That were brilliant. That were genius. He really does remind me of Sean Slater, though. He really reminds
Yeah.
me of Sean.
But then when he's all broody, he is Max's son.
Yeah, true. Very true.
A
Very
billion
true.
percent. Like, I get what you're talking about when you mention the Sean thing, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't want that to happen, because
No, I know.
that is a waste of fantastic casting, in terms of
Yeah.
they have cast Max's son down to perfection in Oscar. I think he's
I agree.
brilliant. I cannot wait for Max to come back and for those two to start sharing scenes together. And when do you think Max is going to come back?
We keep speculating this. There's not really been an official announcement. Although they did, when did they do the press pictures? About
A
what? Six
while back
weeks ago,
now.
2 months
A while
ago.
back. Yeah, I reckon we're in the next, I reckon in the next 2 weeks. And I wouldn't be
Oh,
surprised if he
that
shows,
soon.
well, I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up at the end of next week
Interesting.
when all this gun
Okay.
drama's going to kick off. And maybe this is what brings him back in case Oscar is either on the receiving end of it or has done it
Well.
himself and Max is forced to come back and deal with it.
Yeah, it's going to be something like this because obviously, God, there's so much happened this week. So let's fast forward a little bit then. So obviously, we see Harry hides a gun.
Yeah, we'll
Oscar sees that Harry's
talk about
hidden
the Harry stuff
something.
in a
Yeah.
bit. Yeah, but yeah, Oscar finds this, why he found this gun, I
We
don't know.
assume it's Oscar. We didn't actually see Oscar take it.
We didn't, but I feel like it definitely is
It
Oscar,
was.
right? It
Yeah,
must be.
surely.
Yeah. Although why
And
he'd
Harry
want it,
didn't
why
do
he'd
a
want a
great
gun
job
at this
hiding it.
stage. No, he didn't. He made it did a terrible
He
job at
like made
hiding
it
it.
look more obvious by putting stones on top of the tile afterwards, which
May
is
as
like,
well.
well, that's
Like,
obvious.
there was just bins and everything around everywhere. Why don't you just throw it in one of them instead of burying it under gravel? Like, no one will ever see this. This will baffle people. I don't know why Oscar wanted it though. Why? What's it for? Because it's not like
Because
the Fat Mike stuff's still not going on though, is it? Like, that's dealt with. So what's he need a gun for?
I don't know, is it dealt with though? He's still being like, we're still meant to believe that he's quite on edge after his time inside. So maybe he just
Maybe.
thinks he needs that protection. He's been sleeping with a knife in his room.
True. True. True, but I didn't. I kind of thought that once Lauren had given Mike the money, and we've not seen hide or hair of Mike since then, that I kind of thought the Mike stuff was over and that Oscar was feeling a bit sort of more secure.
No, I could see it being believable that we're supposed to think Oscar would still feel like a bit on edge, like I said, with him still sleeping with a knife in his room. And this is why I'm thinking, like what you've just said, Max is going to come back somehow with the gun involved, but I just don't know what scenario they're going to be in. It's got to be Fat Mike though, because who else would Oscar pull a gun out on? Not Howie. I don't think it warrants a gun on Howie.
No, neither do I, but who knows? It just seemed odd that Oscar would want the gun in the first place. You might be right, like that it's got to do with security. Go on.
Or Louis could find it and then it's going to end up somewhere else on the square. It's going to be a bit of, it's going to get passed around the square. Then Joel will end up with it somehow, maybe.
Yeah, well, that's a dangerous scenario with Joel with a gun, let me tell you. So obviously, once because Oscar goes and apologizes to Patrick, he confesses everything this week, and obviously Patrick is devastated. Oscar finds himself in the back of a police car, but quite quickly Howie manages to convince him. You know what? Let's give him a second chance. Obviously, purely for his own self-interest, but he's like, let's give him a second chance. So Oscar is released, and then bless him, he goes around Patrick's house with a bottle of rum, which I thought was so cute. I mean, you did make a good point and say, are you old enough to buy that? How did you get that bottle of rum? But never mind. But Patrick sort of just sends him on his way, tells him to take his rum with him, tells him to stay away. I'm sad. I want them to sort this out because I love Patrick and Oscar together.
I think they will because you remember last week we were speculating Patrick would be more forgiving and it'd be Yolande who'd have an issue. I actually think because Patrick's decided to not press charges, Yolande's been quite forgiving. I think she said a quote from the Bible, about forgiveness or something. But it's Anthony's gone and warned Oscar off. So it might be a few weeks where they're not. Then maybe he'll get it out of Oscar about Howie, then he'll trust Oscar more. I don't know. But I think that they are going to end up being friends again,
I
surely. It's a
hope
nice little
so.
dynamic, isn't it?
Well, there's three different ways that it's going to go with the gun drama next week, right?
Oh
So
God. Oh, is
either,
it next week? The drama's actually next
yeah.
week.
Oh, it's all kicking off next week, mate. It's big
Whoa.
week next week. Things are happening. Big things of a big
Bring it
nature.
on.
Three. It's going to go one of three ways, right? Either Oscar's going to accidentally shoot somebody. B. Oscar is going to be on the receiving end of the gun, or he is going to save the day somehow, and Patrick will instantly forgive him for everything.
Oh, yeah, okay, could be. Yeah, that'd be a good redemption actually if he saves Patrick from a scenario. Maybe Patrick will get hold of the gun and he'll be scared because he's being scared of stuff and
Possible.
try and use it or something.
Possible. But either way, Patrick does say to Yolande, well, says to the whole family, I want to postpone the wedding, which kind of breaks Yolande's heart, but she is supportive and understanding. It was an interesting sort of comparison to the stuff that went on with Pastor Clayton with Yolande this week, and I kind of understood where she was coming from as well. That was a good
Yeah,
comparison.
I thought it were a good parallel in a way, yeah, about them being a strong, her feeling stripped of being a strong woman and him feeling the same about. I felt so sorry for Patrick this week, because
I
even though
know,
he's
bless
found
him.
out it's Oscar, it still affected him, hasn't it? It's still
Yeah.
already
Took away
had that
spirits, bless
traumatic
him.
effect on him.
Yeah.
But I was
But
going to say, obviously, as well in this, Peter's found out that Lauren knew about it all
yes.
as well. He's tried to kick Oscar out. What did you think to that, Peter kicking Oscar
Well,
out?
it didn't last very long. I mean, I
Well,
get
no.
it. I do get it
Yeah.
why he's. I mean, because we love Oscar, we're on Oscar's side. But I feel like
Yeah.
I do understand where Peter's coming from.
Same.
It doesn't last very long, though, does it? Because as soon as
No.
Oscar's released from prison, Peter's very quickly like, oh, well, don't do it again. And then everything's fine as far as Oscar's living arrangements are concerned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just feel for him. I really do. Because I feel like in Oscar, actually, there is a very, very good person, but he just deals with things badly.
Yeah, he just makes bad choices. Yeah, and
Yeah.
yeah, deals with it badly. But his intentions are,
Yeah.
well,
He's a better
obviously
person
his
than Max.
intentions.
He's a better person than
Yeah.
Max, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. But I
Which
don't
means
even.
it just means that the dynamic between Max and Oscar is going to be fascinating, I think.
It
It
is
really
gonna
is.
be. Well, I hope that he is back next week then, Max. I'm
As
here for
soon as
that.
possible, as far as I'm concerned, bring
Really,
it
it is a
on.
massive sore point for Oscar, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Yeah.
Anytime someone says you just like your dad, that's a real
Yeah.
trigger for him, isn't it?
Yeah, which is fascinating in itself. It really is.
Definitely.
He just doesn't get on with either of his parents. His mum's abandoned him, and as far as he's concerned, Max is the scum of the earth, or rather, Max has completely abandoned him. Yeah, and there are some similarities between Max and Oscar in terms of sort of the immediacy in which they respond to situations and the bad decisions that they
Impulsiveness.
make, the impulsiveness, but at the same time, Oscar has more regret of his actions than Max ever does, I think.
Yeah, and he's a.
Oscar acts like less of a victim than Max does, I think.
Yeah, I can see that. He's more accountable as well. He's
Yeah.
like, he's got a bigger conscience, I'd
Yeah.
say. Because
Yeah.
I think underneath Oscar's bad guy stuff, he is a bit, like I think I said before, a bit Freddy almost, like a bit
Yeah.
soft.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very versatile character. I can't wait to see more of Oscar in the future. I think he's going to be a big, big part of the show moving forwards. Very exciting. Right, let's move on now to Harry and Oki. So, after the events of last week, Kojo is a little bit weary around Oki for understandable reasons, and I feel like that little like faux friendship is done with, don't you? I feel like Kojo's not going to trust him again.
I think now that George is involved with the flat as well, everyone's going to know not to go down there with Kojo. But then again, I don't know. Maybe Kojo will be convinced, or maybe even Oki will threaten him or something at some point. You don't know, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Oki's not messing around anymore. I feel like he's not
No.
pretending. And I feel like Harry is telling Kojo, like, I think he's being more truthful with Kojo now about exactly what's going on, isn't he? Because he did say to Kojo at one point, look, I haven't got a choice here. We still need to pay Ravi back. So I think Kojo sort of kind of gets what's going on a little bit more this week.
I'm glad that they've put in that George can go to the flat though, and that George is going to start doing that, because it does
Yeah.
mean that hopefully they're not going to use Kojo's flat. Maybe this is the end of the Kojo scenario, like the Kojo side of things.
I
Yeah,
don't know.
but even Ravi were like to Oki last week, what are you doing? Why were you giving him drugs? Like, do you want
Yeah.
to just tell everybody what we're doing or what?
Yeah. I mean, Oki's slightly unhinged, I think. He's a little bit sort of. There was a really, really interesting conversation between him and Harry this week where they were sort of just discussing the origins of Oki's name. And it turns out
Yeah.
that Oki called himself that because he, in order to sort of raise himself up the ranks of the gang world, he would always just say okie doke to any instruction that was given to him, which means that the inclination eventually being that he's ready and willing to do absolutely anything that's asked from him, including shooting people if that's what need if needs be.
Which was definitely not asked by Ravi, who was
And no.
absolutely appalled when he saw it and like,
Yes.
what are you doing?
Exactly. Like he's literally waving this gun around in the archers, threatening Harry. You saw the gun this week, Rhea, take it, yeah? You're aware of
I
the gun
did see
now.
it, yeah, several times, yes.
Good, good, good. As long as we're clear. And yeah, like you say, Ravi walks in and is like, what? What is this? What is going on, please? Tells Harry to hide it in Kojo's flat, which in itself I feel is idiotic.
Yeah, true, very true.
Like, what? Why? Why does it have to be hidden in Kojo's flat? Like, it's a gun. Hide it anywhere in the world that's nowhere near any of you. You know what I
Us,
mean?
yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that would be sensible. How about you leave the square? That might be sensible too with this gun. Let's try that. Maybe chuck it in the Thames.
I was just going
Anything
to
you
say, there's a big
like.
river in London.
Big
Maybe
river.
lob it in there,
Like,
yeah.
no, we don't need this gun. Oki's got it just to act all big and intimidating. Ravi at no point has asked anybody to kill anybody. Ravi has
Nope.
no need to get a gun. Ravi's more than capable of ripping people apart with his bare hands. He doesn't need a gun.
No, he definitely doesn't need a gun.
So Harry decides to bury it in the little yard next to the arches, like cover it in gravel, and no
I
one will
thought we
ever see
dodgy
it
alley
there.
or something like that.
Honestly, Ravi made a very good point. It's like the way that Harry dealt with that gun was straight out of the school of Vinny, I thought.
Weren't it?
But yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. Wiped it with his t-shirt and then touched it again with his hand.
Yeah. Oh,
Well, not like he
that'll
held it in
baffle
his t-shirt.
forensics.
Yeah.
They won't have a clue what, but they will never, ever bring it back to you on that account, Harry.
No.
But yeah, Oscar sort of sees him hiding it, and funnily enough, when Harry goes to retrieve the gun later, it's gone. Which I don't think Ravi's going to deal with very well. I think he's so irritated by everybody around him at this point, isn't he, Ravi? He's
Yeah.
got he's he it, we are one step away from Ravi turning around like an old cartoon villain and saying, "I'm surrounded by idiots."
I mean, maybe Ravi didn't pick his team in the best way that he could have
No,
for this, really.
no, he's not got the best sort of like subordinates around him in everything that he's trying to
No.
do here, has he? He really, really hasn't.
No.
And Oki is a liability, I would say. I'd be
He's a
getting rid of
wild
Oki.
card, isn't
He
he?
really is. I'd be getting rid of Oki if I was Ravi, because he's
Same.
dangerous and he's already causing problems. And if
Yeah.
Ravi kind of stopped trying to villainize Harry in the situation, he would see that Oki is the main bone of contention throughout all of this.
Yeah, definitely. But again, does this come from what you were saying last week, Ravi's desperation for money and the fact that he's not got anyone else that he can rely on or some? Maybe though, like you say, Erky's got himself quite a good rep in that kind of world, so maybe he's giving him more credit than he should, in fairness.
Well, it's interesting that it kind of takes me back to when Ravi beat him up, because I'm sort of like,
Yeah.
he's a lot more sort of unhinged now than he was then.
I
So I
know what you
sort,
mean.
do you know what I mean? I feel like I wouldn't be beating somebody up who's quite cheerfully waving a gun around at this stage. It's like, are we supposed to believe that Oki completely and utterly appreciates and understands the hierarchy that's going on here, and that Ravi is not to be argued with under any circumstances, even if he occasionally hands him a beating?
I know I did think this because I thought, why would he not pull it out on Ravi? But Ravi must have connections then or
I
something, so he
assume
knows
so.
not to.
Yeah.
But then if his connections are that good, why is he using someone like Erke?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure there's better staff. Even
Yeah.
Harry. Like, I get why he's keeping Harry around because of the whole money thing, but at the same time, I feel like I would think of something else to do with Harry at this stage.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Definitely. Also, Harry's had other stuff going on this week. So he and Gina starting up properly, but apparently they've not slept together yet. Am I right in that, or not
Well,
much
yeah,
or at all?
it feels like Harry is sort of now what's he doing here? He's sort of taking things slow with Gina because he's
Yeah.
worried about George finding out too
George.
much about what's going on, which seems fair enough.
Oh, I didn't understand that logic because I thought he knows you were his daughter anyway,
Yeah.
so. I mean, I thought obviously there were a couple of times this week where you were making excuses. Obviously, Gina were trying to be like, come on, let's go back to Kerja's flat. Obviously, he didn't want to go back to Kerja's flat. Then
Yeah.
she suggested Junior's. And then he said something like, oh, you're special. I don't want us rolling around someone else's apartment or
Yeah,
something. Are we meant to believe
yeah.
that?
I don't
What do
know,
we
because
take from that?
he slept with Penny in his first 5 minutes of arriving, didn't he?
But
So
this is what I mean. But is that so? Is this us meant to think, well, actually. Yeah, he did that with Penny because he was never serious about her. But, you know, oh no, Gina is girlfriend material. He don't want to treat her like that. Or was it just like you say, he's a bit reluctant to get too close because of George? But then, like I said, George already knows that they're an item, kind of. So what's the point? I don't know.
I don't know.
Something didn't quite add up on
Something
that
is
front
there
for
something
me.
else going on there that we're not
Yeah,
sure of, do we
this
think?
is what I'm wondering.
Put a pin in that, maybe. Put a pin in that. The other thing that's kind of going on with this week is the phones thing. And he employs Joel to now what is going on here? They're wiping the phones of all their memories so they can resell them. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, wiping the
Right.
phones and you resell them. Yeah, that's
Right, okay.
exactly what's happening.
Okay, cool. So there's 50 phones that need wiping. Joel's an
Yep.
expert, and we've discovered, in just completely and utterly wiping anything. He's a hack master. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I reckon their generation could. If you told him how to do it, I think they'd do it no problem, to be
Probably.
fair.
I wouldn't have a clue, would you?
I don't
I
know.
don't.
Can you not just reset an iPhone? Is that not how you
I've
do it? You've
no
got to do
idea.
more.
I have
No, me
absolutely
neither.
no
So yeah,
idea.
no, I
But
don't have a clue.
I've got a clue. They're wiping it and everything. I
Yeah.
don't know what's going on. So Joel and Tommy are wiping these phones, because Joel wants the money for this concert, this gig thing of Drake Zagan, which is costing him 45 quid, by the way. Drake Zagan ain't daft,
Yeah.
is he? He's not
He is
daft.
not that. He's
He's not
spreading the
daft.
important message, Rob, at a
I mean,
good price. A bargain, if anything,
but it was,
right?
yeah, absolutely. I'd pay more, wouldn't you? I'd pay more,
Yeah,
much more.
I
He's
might
double the
do.
price. Yeah. I mean, how many people do you reckon that he's got? I mean, if we're to imagine that Drake Zagan is this sort of Andrew Tate figure, like, I wonder how many people he's actually going to have going to this. What would you even call
Well,
it? A meeting? A gig? It's not a gig, is it? It's sort of like
be
a
like an
gathering.
event. Almost
Yeah.
like a TED Talks, probably, isn't it? You
Yeah.
know?
Drake talks.
Drake
Yeah.
Talks, yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, to be fair, a lot of, if there's that many kids who like watch him on YouTube, they probably idolize this guy. So yeah, people would happily pay for it and go see him live. I mean, it's an event, isn't it? It's what you spend all your time watching on YouTube. Why wouldn't you
Yes,
go, right? Surely.
indeed. Yeah. Joel's behavior this week again takes another turn when he goes absolutely ape in the cafe at Amy and Lily. I mean, he's not well, this kid. He really, really isn't.
Yeah, he's really not well. So how did that all start? He and Tommy have sat down. What were they discussing? Oh,
Well,
just general
they were just sort of discussing general
toxic
stuff.
masculinity stuff, weren't it?
Yeah. By the way, Tommy, 2 weeks ago, we were saying, oh, I don't think Tommy's going to get himself involved in this world at all. I think he's quite disgusted by Joel's behaviour. Oh no, he's there. He seems to be. But then I don't know if he is fully there. Joel is talking at him a lot, and Tommy's nodding along quite a lot, and I
It's
can't
almost like he's
decide.
quoting him, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can't quite decide whether Tommy actually believes everything that Joel's saying to him, or whether he's just sort of nodding along in order to keep a friendship in his life.
It does feel like quite the turn that Tommy wasn't buying it, but we're kind of listening to him, and now he's like literally reciting it. But
Yeah.
then I wonder, is that because of this Zoe, not Zoe, sorry, Stacey stuff? Is Tommy genuinely been
Well,
convinced by
yeah.
Joel with all that, because he's commenting on stuff as well
Yeah,
anonymously
so it
on
turns out
Stacey's
that,
posts.
yeah, because it turns out that Tommy's got a fake profile on social media in order for his parents not to stalk him, which isn't the worst idea in the world. But he's been liking a load of, because obviously Stacey's videos got exposed by Joel, which Tommy knows, right, that
Yeah.
Joel did this. And he is, liking all of these posts. Now, again, is he liking these for Joel's benefit or because he genuinely believes what's being posted about Stacey?
Do you know what? I feel like he did genuinely believe it. I know what you're saying, though. It feels
No,
like such a
I agree.
turn,
I
but.
don't know is the thing. I don't know which one I'm supposed to be believing.
Or maybe Tommy's not sure. Maybe Tommy's like open to hearing it from him. I mean, Tommy's feeling like a victim, isn't he? Let's be
Yeah.
honest, this week. So who better to blame? Your mate's in your ear telling you it's all women's fault and
Yeah.
all these beta males, right? And we're the alpha males.
Yeah.
Why would you maybe not start believing it when you're feeling such a victim yourself? I don't know. It kind of makes sense. But I'll tell you something. Obviously, what you were just about to say then about Joel and him really going quite wild in the cafe, which I did not expect, by
I
the
mean,
way.
he's not hiding it anymore, is he? He's not
No.
bothered. Joel doesn't care. Because they're sat there chatting in the cafe, and then I think Joel's trying to sort of come on to these women that are sat opposite. I kind of wonder if what really triggered him and set him off was the fact that Lily and Amy came in and started giving him a mouthful in front of these girls, and he was embarrassed. And then
And
doesn't
Joel
help if
thought he were in there with that girl who were actually giving
yeah,
him
which
weird
he
looks.
100% wasn't like.
Yeah, he misread that. Yeah, if that's what he did think.
Yeah,
Yeah.
completely. But then again, I think in Joel's mind, he kind of probably thinks that all women are attracted to him in some weird way as well.
Or that because she were looking at him, she'd
Yeah.
be, that were her showing her interest or.
Because the hilarious thing is that Joel is actually terrible with women. And I mean, obviously, terrible women aside from his attitudes. Like, he's really bad at talking to them. Like, I remember at the jacuzzi party that Amy threw a few weeks back, and Joel turned up. He literally went up to one of the girls and was like, "So, want a boyfriend?" Like, he's really bad at it.
Yeah, but is he? He managed to convince Avani that time.
I know, but Avani was feeling really fragile at the time, wasn't she? So he was able to just sort of get inside her head quite quickly, and very quickly Avani saw what sort of person he was.
True,
So he's not
eventually
gonna he's
after
not
it,
it's not
yeah.
like he's gonna get back with Avani ever again. Like, Avani thinks he's an absolute scum of the earth. Yeah, Amy starts giving him mouth, and so does Lily. Quite enjoyed you and your incel curtains.
Oh yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
Interesting though, this is the first time that we've heard Joel actually referred to as an incel as well. Like, Amy actually used those words to him, so.
Yeah, true. I mean, he doesn't think of himself as
Of
an
course he
incel,
doesn't.
though. But
No.
arguably now, well, is he? Would he consider himself celibate, though? I don't know. I
It's not,
don't think he
this is
would.
what I mean. It's
But
a whole
yeah, it's
bra
the
it's
two.
branches
Yeah,
out, doesn't it? It's like it's an
yeah,
umbrella term for it all,
yeah.
I think, like the sort of against women thing. I think it's sort of it started off as involuntary celibacy, and I
It's
think
not
that
as
still kind of goes on.
literal
Yeah, but I feel
anymore.
like,
Yeah.
I feel like people still describe Andrew Tate as an incel, even though
Yeah.
we know he's not celibate.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's an umbrella term at this point. And yeah, Joel goes absolutely apeshit and throws a chair across the calf and starts screaming at Amy and Lily, like, "I will beat you
I
up. I
could,
will have you.
yeah.
Yeah, let me show you what a man I am." And it's like, oh my God, you're insane.
And this is where I'm wondering about Tommy, because why did Tommy not stick up for Lily in this situation? That's his cousin.
He
That's his
kind of
family.
did. Well, he didn't, but he kind of did. Like, he was telling Joel, like, "Mate, you've gone mad. Like, chill out, mate." Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
He
it
just said,
wasn't
yeah,
brilliant. It
but
wasn't ideal, but.
no, this is where I'm like, because I think
Didn't do
Lily and
enough.
Tommy did have. Oh, mind you, did they fall out? I feel like they made up again, though, because Lily
Yeah, I
told
feel
Kat
like.
something, but then
Yeah,
I
I
think
feel like
that
they
they made
made
up
up.
again.
I feel that they did,
Yeah, I
because
feel
when
like he
Lily.
should have had her back.
Yeah. Oh, no, he 100% should have had her back, but I feel like he was. His version of doing that, I think, at that moment was telling Joel to calm down, like, "You've gone crazy, like stop this now, crazy." I tell you what, he ain't gonna be messing with Marie again.
Oh, I know. Well,
Oh,
too
Marie.
right.
Oh, getting the ire of Marie. I've never seen her so cross. Shrimpy better behave.
No. You think he's barred now from CAF? Surely.
I
I
mean,
hope
I would
so.
think so. I don't think I would thought so. I don't think you can really throw chairs around an establishment and expect to go
No.
back in the next day, can you?
No. But then, you know what? This is what makes me think that Tommy is believing it, because I'm jumping ahead slightly, but he's hit CAT before. Now Joel's showing that he thinks it's okay to be violent against women.
Yeah.
Tommy seemingly learned from that, but now he's got a friend telling him, actually, no, they deserve it.
No, you did right, mate. Yeah, I know. It's dangerous. And then what was interesting later on was, I mean, Amy was channeling Roxy this week. I really enjoyed this because she strolls around to Vicky and Ross's and tells them everything. So when Joel gets home, he finds Amy standing there all smug, telling her, "If you think I'm ever going to be scared of you, you creep, you can think again." Strolls out and to leave Vicky and Ross to deal with him. And Ross goes a bit mad and pins him up against the wall. Vicky's like, "No, stop, that's not helping," which. This is the thing. I think you could. There's an argument that you could say that Ross and Vicky have been written maybe a little bit inconsistently with this storyline. But do you know what? Actually, that kind of works for this because they do not know what to do about this kid now, do they? They haven't got a
No,
clue. They
you
haven't got a
tell me off for
clue.
using that word,
I
Robert.
said it quietly. I bleeped
All
myself.
right, so it's all right then.
Oh, yeah. It's like
Yeah,
they
they
haven't got a
don't know
clue
how
what to
to
do, have
handle
they?
it, do they? No, and but then what is Vicky's solution? Because she basically has a go at Ross and says, put him down, this isn't helping. You need to accept that you've not handled it
You're
right from the start.
responsible.
It's like, well, you can't go back in time and change how he handled it. So
No.
what is he supposed to do moving forward?
Yeah, what do you do? When your kid is in this deep,
I'm telling
what
you,
do you do?
psychologist, that's what I'd be doing. I'd go straight to a psychologist.
Is it even too late for that, I would argue.
Well, I do think it is. In this particular circumstance, for what we're viewing, yeah. I think someone like Tommy would be fine going at the stage he's at. But
Yeah,
then
Tommy can be saved, but
you've got to try and do something. They
oh
should
yeah.
just tell police. They should actually be telling police.
Yeah, I think that's the only option available to them at this
They
point.
should have stopped covering it up, and
Yeah.
every time an incident happens now, they should be going to the police.
Yeah.
Because he's a threat to the world at this
Yeah, he's
point, isn't
dangerous.
he?
He's absolutely dangerous at this point. Like, and the fact that he is exploding like that in public and screaming that he will beat women up, like, that's insane. Like, there is no other option available to him at this point other than to ring the police. Sorry, Ross, you failed, and this is now where we're at. Simple as that. But he's not going to do that, is he?
No, he's definitely not. I was surprised that Amy's not told Jack. I'd definitely be telling Jack, but I care, kind of get it, which makes me think Amy's now the next one who's in trouble.
Yeah, well, the way that Amy was sticking up to for herself this week will not have impressed Joel one iota, I suspect.
No.
So there are a number of women, I think, at this point that are at specific risk of Joel at this point. Vicky, Stacey, Amy, Lily, maybe Avani. Like, any of them are in great danger. In fact, all the women on that square are in danger as long as Joel is around.
Yeah, arguably. Even Kat, maybe, you
Yeah,
know.
Kat's in danger because her and Joel have butted horns on more than one
Run-ins.
occasion. Yeah, so I don't know where this goes from here. Like, it's one of those storylines where you're sort of like, how bad is this gonna actually get? And you feel like if they're gonna do the story fully, then like Joel, Joel's gonna rape somebody at some point. I feel like that's
Yeah,
the I
that's
feel
what it
like
feels
this,
like.
yeah.
Well, when we've been speculating about the gun and I said, oh, maybe it ends up with Joel, I kind of hope it doesn't end up with Joel because I don't feel like that'd be a realistic way for this to go. Like, I'm not saying that if he didn't come across the gun, it wouldn't go that way, but I think they should keep with some of the realism that, you know, in everyday life, he probably won't
Yeah.
get a gun.
No,
And I
I
do
feel like,
think it's like you say, it'd be more likely that he'd, you know, sexually assault somebody or, you know.
I feel like the pacing for this storyline in particular has been excellent. I feel like all the way through.
Yes, it
So I
has.
hope that they don't rush this because at the moment they've got this storyline absolutely right. And I feel like the whole idea with Joel is to show us how bad it could get if you don't
Yeah,
step in sooner or if you're not
definitely.
keeping an eye on what's happening. So where's when does this end? Like,
Well,
how I mean, considering where Joel is at the minute, it feels like that's the next step of it. So really, he's not going to be around for that much longer. So maybe Halloween time is normally quite a big time for
Well,
EastEnders.
I was
So
just going to say, you know, that AI image that's been going around that someone's
yeah,
done.
that's
I
been going
actually
around for a
think it might be
while
quite
now.
accurate, to be
Yeah,
fair. I
I think
think.
so. Yeah,
And
yeah.
Halloween would kind of be a fitting time for it all, I
It
think.
would, because it's a scary time and this is a scary storyline. So,
Very.
we shall see. With the phone wiping thing, Tommy and Joel discover Kat's old phone, and Tommy overhears Alfie's voicemail message, which leads us very nicely, folks, into the final storyline of the week. Final story of the week, folks, and this is the preamble into the return of Zoe next week. Interesting stuff here. How are you feeling about Zoe's return, Ri?
Bored.
No.
Right. Rob is very disappointed about me saying this.
No, I get it. You're just ready for it to happen now, aren't you?
Yes, that's what it is. I'm
Yeah.
excited for Zoe to return, but I
Yeah.
feel like it's been way too long of a build-up. It's just not made sense to me for the entirety of it, actually, that they've not told Kat. I don't think the reason has been good enough. To be fair, even Kat said it herself this week when Stacey said, you know, she was gonna run off. She's like, she ran away, you
Yeah,
don't
she has
count.
run off.
Like,
You
yeah, so why
failed.
didn't you just tell her? You
You
just,
can't find her. You've never been able to find her.
yeah, I don't feel like, even though we saw Zoe with Stacey and Alfie, I still don't feel like that explained enough why they were so compelled to not tell Kat. Like, I
Yeah.
still feel like, I feel like they could have just told Kat about a month ago.
Yeah, no, I
And then
agree.
Kat could have been part of it because
I
part
mean,
of this build up has been the fact that it's been a secret from Kat, whereas I feel like Kat could have just been in on it.
yeah.
That we've been waiting more for Kat to find out than for Zoe to return.
Yes. I mean, obviously, the reason it's been so long is that they wanted to keep the whole Zoe return a secret. So what they would have done is filmed that, and then they would have filmed this after it had all been revealed that Zoe was back. So that would have been that. It kind of explains the gap, but I agree with you. I'm very ready for next week to happen. Now Kat knows. Now they can stop because we've said a few times the whole kind of why Zoe is missing, the whole sort of keeping it from Kat didn't actually make that much sense, really. So, I mean, where are you in terms of the Zoe Joel thing? We've been told on a few comments online that we're
All
wrong.
right, yeah, chill out,
I
people.
know.
Like, oh, you need
We
to stop saying
disagree.
that, you know, Zoe's Joel's mum. Well, we don't know for
We don't
sure. You
know.
know, we're allowed to
What?
chuck his theories out there.
Where are you with that now? Like, I feel
Probably not his
like
mum.
I
I
feel like
agree, but I don't know. I don't know. Go
I
on,
don't
sorry.
know. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, it would. I just be. I mean, yeah, I've said it all already. Just because this week did nothing to change that. The way that they are sort of putting Joel in place, like, imagine how gutted they'd all be that Joel is actually part Slater at this point. But there are also elements that don't make sense for Zoe to be in any way connected to Joel. So I don't know.
What you mean the part where his mum's called Cleo
Yeah,
and
that.
she's online
Yeah.
and Vicky's not seeing the picture? Is that the bit that you mean don't make
And she's getting
sense?
remarried, apparently. Yeah, none of that makes sense in relation to Zoe being Joel's mum whatsoever.
Well, do you know what? To everyone who's been hating on us saying it, right? Well, check this theory that I read online, okay?
Oh, go on.
Right, that actually Cleo isn't even Joel's real mum. Cleo
Right.
was his stepmum that he believed was his real mum, but Zoe gave birth and abandoned him, and Cleo was his stepmum, but he doesn't know that she was his stepmum. That could be a thing.
Is
That weren't
it?
my theory, but as
Unless it was,
far-fetched as that may
unless that
be,
turns out to be right, in which case that was definitely
in
Ree's
which case it was
theory.
all from me,
All
yeah.
Ree, all Ree.
It could still be Zoe. Why not? It actually, for me, it would make more sense that it is Zoe.
We shall see. We shall see how it all plays out. So, Kat and Tommy back at Loggerheads this week. I mean, a lot of this is Joel's is again is Joel, isn't it? The reason that Tommy is sort of falling out with Kat again is kind of to do with Joel, because Kat is trying desperately and understandably to try and keep Joel and Tommy apart. But Kat kind of gives up on that by the end of the week, because she kind of thinks that Tommy hates her. And she says, you know what, if this makes you happy, go stay with Joel, go stay with Zach, like, go do what you want to do. And this obviously is because Tommy has found this voicemail messages and confronts Alfie with what he's discovered. Now, is it that he, because I kind of agreed with Kat, I kind of think Tommy does sort of like really struggle with Kat as a mum, because but Alfie tried to sort of allay that with, no, he hates me, that's why he's being like this. Like, what did you think?
Yeah, I actually was more on Alfie's side than
Really?
that. Yeah, I think the way that he was acting was because he was conflicted about whether to tell Kat.
Hmm.
And he's getting all these people saying to him that, family's everything, coming from his mum. And he's thinking, well, you're saying that, mum, but what you don't know actually is that Alfie and your family, Stacey, are keeping this big secret from you. So what do you know? Yeah, who are you to tell me? But actually, he is angry mainly at Alfie, I think, because he's put him in that position. I don't agree. I think Kat was saying things very much in the moment and too impulsively. I understood what she was saying. She was trying to say, you don't ever seem happy when you're with me. Yet when I saw you at Zach's, you seemed like you were quite happy in that environment. You've come back here, and I don't feel like you're that happy, Tommy, that you were with Zach. Well, of course he's going to be. He's with some guy that he thinks is quite cool, right?
Yeah.
So I think
Zach's
that's.
fit. Come know,
But
I'd
for
be
Kat
happier.
to say something like that when he is in a vulnerable state
Yeah.
is not a good thing. So then he's automatically feeling abandoned again, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mum's saying to you, fine, you know what? Go and stay with Joel then. Go and stay with Zach. Don't stay here for me. You're so unhappy. Then he's thinking, oh, cheers, Mum. You're giving up on me then. It's sign of bother, you know?
Where are you? Because I know you like to do this. Where are you in terms of cat? Good mum?
I actually think Kat is a good mum. Deep down, I think
Okay.
she just says things in the heat. And to be honest with you, she's kind of in a similar situation to like Ross and Vicky, but I dare say she's been handling it better than them at least. She's nipping it in the bud a lot earlier on as much as she can. She's seen Joel kicking off in the cafe. She saw Tommy with him. And even though Tommy sat there going, what were Joel doing? It's like, you were there, I'm not letting you be part of this.
Yeah.
Then she said things while she's angry in the moment. I thought a very good thing. I don't know if it was the direction or Jesse Wallace or who decided it. But did you see at one point when Tommy stood up, Kat flinched? And
Which I
it
think you
shows.
would, wouldn't you? You would. I feel like after everything that went on with Tommy, like that's going to be something that goes on for a considerable amount of time, way after this storyline is finished, because at the end of the day, you've seen Tommy when he explodes, and actually, you've learned to associate a Tommy explosion with me getting injured. It's like, you know, it's like any puppy, doesn't it? Like, if you just associate it with punishment.
I think saying whether, I know we do often go, oh, they're a good mum or not, but sometimes they can still be a good mum and not handle something maybe in the right
Yeah.
way in a particular
People make mistakes.
a
I thought you were
particular
trying to throw a really long
circumstance.
word at me there. I was
No,
like,
I'm trying to buy that one. No, because even when you're a parent, everything's new, isn't it? She's never had
Yeah, of
to handle
course.
this scenario
No,
before, so she's
funnily enough.
learning how to handle it.
Yeah.
And what, like we've been saying with the Joel thing, what is the right way of going about it? Yeah, I do think she's been a bit slow on the uptake that actually Joel wasn't such a good influence, but I think they were so desperate for Tommy to have some proper friends as well
Yeah.
along the way. So
I
yeah,
mean,
but saying that wasn't the best timing. And but she
no.
recognizes that afterwards. At least she's accountable for herself.
Yeah, I mean, Kat has made enough mistakes to sort of learn from her experience, I would
Yeah.
say. In terms of Tommy and Joel's relationship, where do you think Tommy actually holds Joel in regard? Like, in terms of their friendship, do you think he's scared of him? Do you think that he likes him? Or do you just sort of think that he needs somebody around in his life?
I don't think he's scared of him, but I think that he relies on their friendship a lot, and it's like the only real friendship he feels like he's had, so he's more likely to go along with what he's saying. But like we've said, he's hit Kat before, so it's not like he wouldn't be open to those kind of views
Well,
in a
Kat said
way.
this, didn't she? Like, and it was absolutely right. Like, you're hanging around with a guy who says that he's quite cheerful to hit women, and actually you have hit women in the past. So actually it's no wonder you two are getting on like a house on fire, really.
Well, she said this. I was surprised because she said, "If you can hit your mum, of course you could hit any other woman." And I thought, I don't agree with that, actually.
Okay.
I feel like kids tend to take stuff out on the parents more. I don't, maybe not at Tommy's age. Okay, maybe I'm excusing him too much. Obviously, I'm not condoning what he did, but kids are more likely to take things out on the parents than they would somebody else because you are a trusted person. So I don't agree with her logic that because he's his own mum, he'd hit any other woman. Because I actually don't think Tommy would. He knew what Joel were doing were wrong.
Yeah, but then again, I'm still of the persuasion of like Joel has openly, called Kat a slag and called
True.
Stacey a slag and called Lily a slag, and a slapper and a skit. So you kind of like surely at some point it's on Tommy to say, do you know what, mate? Actually, don't talk about my family like that. Actually, you are a bit of a nutter. I'll see you later. I'm not
But is
interested in
it?
our friendship. So.
I think that he is too interested in the friendship though, and that's what's stopping him from sticking up for his family. But I
It's
do think
interesting.
that somewhere it's got into his head. I think somewhere it has
Yeah,
got
oh,
into him.
absolutely. But I feel like it's interesting with Tommy and Joel, especially when Joel first arrived before we knew what Joel was. It was like actually their difficulty in making friends was sort of what connected them in the first place.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting this week when Joel was buying his tickets, well, trying to buy his tickets for Drake Zagan, that he automatically bought two or wanted to buy two.
Yeah.
Because, and I was trying to
Yeah.
work out if that was him sort of trying to manipulate, or actually there's a side of me that kind of thinks actually no, he just what he wanted he thought Tommy would enjoy it and wanted to take his mate along with him.
Well, to him, it was like going to a gig, weren't it?
Yeah,
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I'm not going to go on my own. Tommy will
yeah,
love this gig as well. Yeah, let's
yeah.
go together.
It's
Yeah.
interesting. It really, really is. Like there's elements to this storyline and sort of the layers of it and sort of the psychology behind it all is really, really fascinating. I love it.
Well, what's interesting about all this, though, right? So you're saying Tommy's not stuck up for any of his family. He's just gone to meet Zoe for the first time, isn't it?
How did he get Zoe's number?
From the burner phone.
Oh, so Kat had Zoe's number all this time.
Oh, no.
That's what I
Okay,
mean.
you're right.
How did he get Zoe's
No, Kat
number?
didn't have it. Maybe he's got it
Yeah.
off Alfie's phone then.
Maybe he has, but
Probably just got it
then
off Alfie's phone.
maybe. Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe. Yeah, so he messaged. I did feel quite sorry for Tommy at the point where he was crying in the park. I thought that was quite a
Yeah.
wretched sight of him. I'm still confused as to where Tommy's head's at completely. Like, was he just
I
doing
think he
all of that
is.
for Kat?
I think he's confused. I think Tommy's
Yeah.
confused about where his head's at. That's why he were crying in the park like he was.
Yeah.
But so I think, I don't know. I mean, Zoe, if you remember when she were into a prostitution at one point?
Yes.
I do wonder, I don't know what path she's got out on at the moment, but we know
God
she's been
knows.
struggling. I wonder if Zoe could be a turning point for Tommy to realise everything that Joel's saying is wrong because he's going to go meet his sister. He might empathise with her more, or at least sympathise for her situation. And
Yeah.
then Joel's going to end up maybe saying something about Zoe at some point if it's not his mum. And
But
then
then,
Tommy might start sticking up for Zoe, and that might be the turning point for him.
But then again, this is another point of why it would make a lot of sense in terms of story and ultimate sort of like boom sort of thing for Zoe to be Joel'sman, because actually bringing somebody like Zoe into Joel's life, given his opinions on women and given his opinions on what women get up to, and seeing where Zoe is actually at in her life right now, it's sort of like, let's see what you make of this actually being your mum and how that affects Tommy and Joel's relationship in terms of Tommy trying to stick up for Zoe and thereby trying to bring her back into Kat's life. It's sort of like, where does everybody sit with this? Like, it's interesting to sort of see the different dynamics that are involved in this. And this is what I mean. Like, yes, there's elements of it that make zero sense in terms of like, how is this possible? But at the same time, it's sort of like there's enough going on there for it to be the perfect revolution to the story. Resolution, not revolution, that's turning around.
Reality.
Resolution to the story, you know?
Or
It's
revelation.
revelations, yeah, any of them really. It's a picky one.
It could be, but anyway, either way. I mean, okay, let's say that Zoe isn't Joel's mum. What is the deal with Joel's mum then?
Yeah,
It's
who the
just
hell
that
is she?
she had an
Who the hell
affair.
is Cleo? That's the
Who is
song goes.
Cleo?
Yeah, yes.
Who the
Who the hell
it's
is Cleo?
Cleo.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. And then if it isn't Zoe, then presumably we've got to meet Cleo at some point as well, right? So I don't know.
And she's
There
been
is some,
mentioned, so
huge twist coming with Cleo either way, isn't there? Like, if
maybe
it's
Zoe
not
might just
Zoe,
know Cleo or something. Maybe she's
I mean, that
been
would be
with
helpful.
Cleo.
Oh, by the way, I brought my mate Cleo along with me. Is that right? Who's married to Max? And then it all just sort of tumbles
Bish
nicely
bash
together.
bosh.
Bish bash bosh. There you go, sorted. Yes, but Tommy does meet up with Zoe, and it ends up with some rough flats, and Zoe agrees to meet up with her. It's interesting that Tommy sent the message of, I can't deal with my mum anymore either. And so it's sort of like he's instantly trying to find something in common with Zoe. You ran away. This is also what I'm doing. So, but also interesting that Zoe agreed to meet up with him, considering that she doesn't want to see Kat.
And she can't be that far away either.
No, she,
If
yeah,
he managed
because,
to go.
yeah, like, what, a tube journey away at the very most?
I reckon so. But
So.
yeah, so they're gonna end up bonding over their hatred for Kat. I feel like this hatred for Kat's come a bit. I don't know. I feel like Tommy was getting on with her before
Yeah,
this.
I don't know if it is hatred for Kat. I feel like maybe, having spoken about it, I feel like maybe Alfie's right. And he was actually sort of just pushing his frustrations with Alfie onto Kat because that's what Kat would expect. And actually, Kat's read it as that. Rather, and Tommy's just sort
That's
of
what
gone,
I took it as.
yeah. And then Tommy's just sort of, when she's presented that Tommy with that, he's sort of just gone, yeah, sure, that works. And then he's gone to meet Zoe. So I don't know if he's going to return with Zoe, like, surprise, I found your daughter. What is, I mean, right, so Zoe's back next week. What's going to happen? Please give me some clues. What do you reckon?
I wonder if it's just going to be Tommy's going to keep messaging her or something, and she's going to be like, right, I can't let my mum cat, destroy my brother's life or something, and she's going to go back in that.
You think that's what it's going to be? Is Tommy just going to tell her a load of lies, or?
I don't know how else it is. We don't know enough about Zoe's actual situation to really understand what circumstance she'd come back under, I don't think.
And what the hell is this big secret that she's keeping?
Well, this is it. This is it. What is this big secret?
Gold star this week, Ray.
Oh, this is a tricky one for me. I might go. I were actually debating Joel,
Fair?
because I think
No.
he's I th not obviously don't condone anything, but
I think you
Max
do
Murray
condone it.
does.
I think that's what you do. I think that's what you're saying, really. Completely and utterly condoning self-behaviour.
I think he's so good at like
Max Murray's,
hating.
yeah, Max Murray's
I hate him.
phenomenal.
So
Yeah.
well done, Max
He's
Murray. So
incredible.
yeah, Joel, why
And
not?
actually, funnily enough, I was going to give mine to Amy this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair. Yeah, all
Amy
right.
massively impressed me this week. I am very excited about next week. It looks to be a pretty cataclysmic week for the Square. I've seen some pictures, and what I would say is, I think they've got the rain bars out for the first time in years. You
The
know,
what,
those
sorry?
rain bars. So it's these massive, you know, like in the old days of EastEnders, when the big climax was coming, and they would have apocalyptic rain on the square.
Oh, right.
That's how it's made.
I was literally going to say when you say now Zoe's
Yeah.
going to come back white in the
Yeah,
rain
in the
because of the
rain,
trailer.
but they
Yeah, I
never. But
literally said that.
apparently, it's quite expensive to
Right.
have the rain bars, and they've not had them in years and years. Like, do you remember, like
Right.
in really big moments, like the Whitney Tony Bianca reveal, it was
Yes.
absolutely pissing it down. The castle nearly drowned. Those
Ooh.
sorts of things. From the pictures that we've seen of Zoe on the square, it looks like it's raining. So I'm excited just to see the atmosphere of it all. It looks to be a pretty big week. Let us know who your gold star is going to. Let us know your final theories about how next week is going to play out. And we will finish the podcast as usual, guys, with some comments from you. Before we go on to some comments, a little bit of news. EastEnders is set to produce a documentary spin-off from the dark misogyny storyline and feature key cast members. It has been revealed that the documentary will feature cast members from the soap, and executives hope it will open up further discussions. This is exactly the sort of thing they should be doing with this storyline.
I agree.
This is
And
this.
having, conversations with the cast and the producers and why they've decided to do this story now, etc. Yeah, great. It makes total sense. I'd like to see Max Murray not being Joel as well, and
It'd be interesting to sort of see what kind of research he's had to do for this storyline as well, as wouldn't it?
that's
Like,
true.
it might help him actually to appear on screen. Like, I'm not Joel. This is what I'm like, and I'm actually quite a nice person. But yeah, he is phenomenal, and I'm looking forward to sort of hearing, because presumably, if it's going to feature cast members, he's going to be one of them. So it'd be really interesting to
Surely.
sort of hear his views on the storyline as well, wouldn't it? Yeah, really,
Does it
really
say when it's going
exciting.
to be released, this? Where it will
No, because it
see
hasn't
that?
actually been officially confirmed. This is one of those little
Okay.
leaks things that
Oh, another
someone's
little
got.
leak.
Another little leak, but it does appear to be happening, so that's exciting. So more details about that presumably coming soon. Comments this week, Ray.
We've got a comment from Chris Shaw who said, "Shout out to the extra in the cafe who was built like a brick shit house, who carried on listening to his podcast and did nothing when a teenage boy started shouting at two teenage girls and threw a chair across the room."
Yeah, I did
Yep.
see him. Yeah, he didn't care, did
Nope. I sent you a little. Do you
He
remember me sending
did.
you a picture of him and being like, "What's this guy doing?"
Brilliant. He was I figured that if he started on Joel would have soon shut up, I suspect. Yeah, very good. Karen Cowley has said, why is it that no one in Patrick's family is questioning where the money went? Seems rather odd to me. When Harry's involvement in the sad situation is revealed to all, he will find no sympathy. Can very well see Denzel being devastated and let down. Regarding the Joel situation, Amy had his number from the start, loving how she's becoming such a strong, independent young woman who respects herself. Finally, those plastic toy guns were figured very prominently in the last few episodes, especially that scene with Kim and Denise, foreshadowing perhaps. So I mean, first of all, with the money, that's not a bad point. Like, are any of them questioning the money thing whatsoever?
I was thinking this, and then I just assumed that they're going to think he gave it to the person that he needed to pay off. So they're just assuming that that person's got it, is what I've thought. But yeah, surely not only would it be bad enough that you've assaulted Patrick, but you would be like, well, give us money back then. If we're not going to go to the police, least you can do is try and pay him back. But no one's even mentioned it, have
Because
they?
Harry's got the money at the minute, hasn't he?
Yeah, Howie's got it. Yeah. Yeah,
That's.
maybe Howie could give it back to Oscar to like pay Patrick back, but maybe, oh, it's probably spent it, hasn't he? Let's be honest.
This is not going to go well for Harry whatsoever, is it?
No.
In terms of who you think is going to be on the end of this gun, go on, give us your official prediction. Who's getting shot?
Oh, do you know what? I actually think it's too early to say for sure right now, but as of this week, Howie, like you said, or Joel.
I
I feel
don't
like
know that.
Howie's exit's imminent, even though nothing's been said.
I feel like Howie's exit is imminent as well. I feel like Howie might be a surprise exit. Joel, I feel like there's more of the story to tell, especially since they've got this documentary apparently announced. So I feel like Joel is off the charts for a second. So it's either going to be Howie or Oscar, which brings Max back.
Okay, yeah, so he's just going to get wounded and not.
I
Yeah,
think.
I can go with that one, yeah.
But let us know your thoughts in the comments, or of course, you can always do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Big week next week, folks. Make sure you're here for us to be discussing the fallout. And make sure you are following us on all our socials for any sort of announcements or anything that we might be making in the coming weeks. Just you wait. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.